This is the Equip Podcast from Cornerstone Church of Ames, a podcast designed to help you live a gospel-fueled and faithful life wherever Jesus has called you.
Welcome again, all of you, to the Equip Podcast. My name is Mark Vance. I'm lead pastor here at Cornerstone. I am joined today by two special guests from our college ministry Salt Company staff, Kendra Gustafson, who is the associate director of Salt Company, and Jack Bertelson, who is the director. What is your title exactly right now, Jack, in Salt Company?
I think I'm titled the ministry leader of freshman outreach. So whatever you want to call me, you can call me that, but that's the official title.
Jack Bertelson, who is the assistant to the regional manager of Salt Company.
That's a little more accurate.
So it is a huge week for those of you listening right now. We're recording this on the first week of students returning back to the campus of Iowa State University, returning back to universities across the country. And we wanted to just take a step back, and for those of you who hear us talk a lot at Cornerstone about what Salt Company is and about kind of the heart, how reaching university students is close to the heart of our church, we figured let's give a little flyover of what Salt Company is about so you know how to pray, how you can get involved, and just have a better sense for why we're so passionate about engaging the next generation of college students with the gospel here at Cornerstone. So, okay, Kendra, I'm going to you for the first question, and you and I are going to kind of fill this in here. What is Salt Company, and where does it come from? And so just some general backdrop of what is Salt?
Yeah. So Salt Company is the college ministry of our church, Cornerstone Church. So inside of our city, Ames, Iowa, is a huge population of college students. And so our church exists here to reach our city, which includes a lot of college students. So from the beginning of our church, we've been like laser focused to reaching college students, and that is still true today. So Salt Company, it's so simple. We do a large group gathering on Thursday nights here at the church, and then we do small groups throughout the week. So our passion is that Iowa State students would not get through their time here in Ames without having an invite, having awareness that there is a group of Christians on campus who are light in a dark place, and that if they wanted to know more about Jesus, if they wanted to enter into a church, for a lot of them for the first time, that there is a group of people who would love to invite them into that. So there's a lot more we could say, but Salt Company, College Ministry of Cornerstone, and we exist to reach the lost students that come into our city every year.
You know, Salt, Kendra, some people hear it's the college ministry of our local church, but there's also now like this additional layer, which is Salt Company is in these different places. You hear about the Salt Network. And so we really, the core of what you heard Kendra say is now true of Cornerstone Church. It's like the starting birthplace of Salt Company with Troy in the 1980s. Salt Company starts there. But now it's that model of it's a local church-based college ministry. We invite students to meet Jesus, and we help them meet him inside of the context of a local church. And so you, if you're not just in Ames, but you're in East Lansing, Michigan, or, you know, University of Michigan soon, Lord willing, next fall, they'll be headed to Ann Arbor. There's an opportunity for you to get involved in a college ministry and through that to get involved in a church. Now, that's like the macro of what Salt Company is about. And I want to know at the micro, at the personal level, Kendra, Jack, why are you part of Salt Company? Like, why are you on Salt Company staff beyond just say offered me a job, but why does this matter to you personally? What was your experience with Salt? So Jack, let's start with you.
Yeah. So I came in, I'm one of the students who knew about Salt Company coming in. I had an older sibling come through when you were the director, Mark. So back in the day when she came through and introduced me to Salt Company my freshman year. And, you know, like most kids coming to Iowa State, my intentions were not ministry after college at all. So came in, you know, did not want to do ministry, didn't have a desire for that. I knew I wanted to get plugged in, but I didn't know the impact it would have on my life from freshman year on. So I remember my freshman year, I was a saved Christian. And I walked into community with believers and actually like real authentic community for the first time. So it's like the first time I was around Christian guys that confessed their sin, walked in grace, and like evangelized and shared the gospel with their peers and people they were living with. And for me, that was changed my life, changed the direction of my life. And really that freshman year, when I was inside a connection group, had two older leaders, two junior guys like pouring into me, I started to recognize maybe blind spots in my own life. And honestly, like blind spots in my walk with Jesus from, you know, the time I got saved in high school until then. So through the course of college, my heart was changed a ton. I, you know, grew so much and was able to like be poured into by discipleship group leaders and all those things. And eventually had a heart for college students and felt this pull of like, man, I want to keep doing this. Like I want other freshman Jacks to experience what I had and other freshman Jacks to like have a taste of the gospel inside community that I had. And so senior year was like, okay, God, I think you are pulling on my heartstrings to keep doing ministry and not chase the paycheck and all those things. And had some conversations with Saul and Kendra and eventually found myself here on Salt staff, which is great. But like I said, freshman year had zero intentions of being in ministry coming in. You know, no one does going to Iowa State, but a lot of us end up on Salt staff in ministry. So it's great. That's a little bit about my story.
What about you, Kendra?
Yeah, I also have kind of a long history here at Cornerstone. So I became a Christian inside of the youth ministry here at Cornerstone, Escape 22. As a senior in high school, I met Jesus and he radically turned a lot of things in my life around to the point where as a freshman entering into Iowa State, I knew Jesus, but there were a lot of things that like my college experience did to like create a foundation of like walking with Jesus and learning how to live out what it means to like be a Christian. And so, yeah, I remember so vividly my freshman year, that was the first time that I had a Christian friend. So in my high school, I was a Christian, but never knew anyone else who was a Christian at my school. And so the friends that I met right away, my freshman year, are still the friends that I like keep up with, because I remember very vividly thinking, oh my gosh, I think that I can like trust these people. I think that these people actually have my best at mind. Like there's something really different about what's happening inside of the culture of friendships here. And it's obvious that like that being a Christian and like the community here is what's different. Like we're light inside of a dark world. So the community even that exists here among the Christians is light, and it's different than what I was experiencing before that. So Salt Company, as a college student, radically like changed the trajectory, I would say, of my life, because I learned so many things about how to personally walk with Jesus, but also how to like use the gifts and the abilities that God had given to me based on my personality, my gifts, my strengths. And like Jack had zero intention of doing that as a job. But my senior year of college, sat down with someone and was convinced that it would be worth it to just like, just try it for a year, just try working on staff with Salt Company for a year. And if it doesn't work, that's great. You don't have to keep doing it, you know? So I have been on staff for several years, and my heart for what I do inside of college ministry is totally rooted in, yeah, the way that Jesus personally met me throughout my college years, and just a desire to keep investing in more and more college students meeting Jesus and learning how to walk with him during their years here in Ames.
So I want for you guys, you grew up inside Salt Company in a lot of ways. So I remember outside in, I didn't go to Iowa State, full disclosure. I had the chance to come in, participate in staff, and there's all of this lingo that people started throwing at me. I got to go with my C group after D group to TOG, because after that, I might have a chance to go into CST. And I remember thinking, is what? sort of military coded ridiculousness are these people talking about? There's so many layers. But the core of it, once I got into it, was understanding really Salt Company is about empowering student leaders, discipling student leaders to care about the person next to them at their class in university and pull that person next to them closer to them and close to Jesus. So Jack, give me like the average student leader at Salt Company, what does their week look like? What does it mean for them to be part of Salt Company? What are they leading out in? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. I was a connection group leader after my freshman year. So we have all of our student leaders are sophomore, junior, seniors, people who through their freshman year, maybe meet Jesus or like myself came in as a follower of Jesus and grow and mature their freshman year and then end up on our leadership team by applying and going through an interview process. And they lead student connection groups throughout the week. So when I was in college, that's a C group, connection group, me and my co-leader Josh on Tuesday nights led a bunch of freshman dudes in our attic of our house at 7 p.m. It was great. That was our connection group. And that's like the sweetest thing that we do, I think, is student-led connection groups where it's I was a sophomore leading a freshman, a really close peer relationship where I just got to meet with them and share my story with them and be a light in their life as they walk through their freshman year. And we also have D groups, discipleship group, where that's usually a staff member or a community member in Cornerstone who meets with, 4 to 6 of our student leaders each week and get discipled. So some of my greatest memories in Salt Company were being poured into by my discipleship group leaders and meeting with them each week and confessing sin and growing close to in relationship with guys in my life following Jesus. So yeah, C group, D group, it's great, but student led connection groups are the heart and soul of what we do at Salt Company and why, Salt Company exists because we think that the best person to reach a college student is another college student. And I saw that for 4 years. I feel like I'm only a couple years out of school, but I'm becoming more and more irrelevant to freshmen. Like I meet them and they say stuff and I'm like, I should like catch that lingo, but I'm not catching that anymore.
Try being my age, Jack. Oh, try. Literally, people talk to me regularly about things that I don't even know what they're saying. I don't even understand. I feel like I'm an 80-year-old man.
A freshman. I don't know you. I think Mark.
Yes.
But we love that student leaders are willing to like step up and be like, we want to be a light and example and evangelist on the campus, Iowa State, to dorm neighbors, to kids in classes, to, friends they meet in extracurricular activities. So it's great. That's why we do it, because people get older and age out and become irrelevant to freshmen. So
yep. I know you're looking at me. You're looking at me while you're saying that. I'm wearing a polo. I'm no longer hip and cool, Jack.
I've got a baby face. I just got to keep shaving. And then freshmen are like, oh, what are you, like a junior? I'm like, yeah, I am.
Glad you're lying to freshmen, Jack. Good job. So student leaders do so much, though. I mean, Kendra, I'm just going to rapid fire. So how do students like who want to be part of Salt Company, how do they even get out to Cornerstone? Like, are we riding buses over to the campus?
We're not. They're just driving themselves to camp or out to Cornerstone.
They're carpooling. They're recruiting.
We asked question is like, how do I get there by a freshman? That's a serious question. Yeah. I want to be a part of that. How do I get there? And that's part of our strategy, even for the student leaders who have like a group of they range from like 5 to 10 students or so, like in their connection group. And when you meet people inside of Salt Company, I promise you, you will have a ride to Salt Company. And our student leaders do a great job of making themselves available to give people rides and come carpool with each other so that you aren't having to show up alone in this massive, group of people and feel like you're alone. So,
okay. What is this year at Salt Company going to look like? Because we're coming off of, we had Salt Company online. I mean, just everything about the university experience the past couple of years has been different. So what's Salt Company going to look like? And Kendra and Jack, like, you guys are right on the front edge of just talking to students. The sophomore who didn't had their freshman year over Zoom in their house, you know? So talk to me a little bit about how this year is unusual in some ways in comparison to other years.
Yeah, this weekend we had all of our student leaders on campus doing a thing we call mission trip to campus, where they are going out and meeting freshmen who are just wandering, trying to meet friends. And every freshman I talk to, I feel like is this more, even like a bigger desire this year specifically for like, I want to meet people and have friends and, you know, have people I can hang out with and do things with. And so I feel like specifically freshmen right now, they lost their junior year of high school and they had a really weird senior year of high school. And so they're entering into college going, I am so ready for the world to be back to normal, but I'm so ready to have relationships with people and like enter into that. So that's been kind of something I've felt this whole weekend as I was meeting freshmen and even talking with our student leaders. They are like hyped. We didn't do a mission trip to campus last year. We didn't get to meet freshmen in dorm rooms. And so we're really excited this weekend and ran hard. We ran maybe a little too hard, but yeah, just a new like excitement for community, I feel like is back this year specifically.
Yeah. And even student, you know, outside of the freshmen. So the person who's returning to Iowa State, sophomore, junior, seniors, as we all are aware, the past couple years have provided new challenges for people and unique burdens that people carry that have left a lot of people feeling wounded or like they're struggling and they're facing weakness in themselves that they might not have had to wrestle with before. And so I would say, yes, freshmen are surely like looking for friendship, belonging, but all of our college students, I think, are limping their way into a new fresh year with a desire to be in honest face-to-face relationships and off of our computers and our phones. And just to struggle through being honest about the burdens that we're carrying or the challenges that we're facing, emotionally, mentally. There's a lot of, struggle that people have had to work through. And so, with all of the excitement of a fresh year, there's also people who are looking to the contexts that are provided inside of Salt Company to help them, walk through this year.
So thus far, what we're looking at today, we're recording this on Tuesday, August 24th. So we've just seen a freshman kickoff on Sunday night. This Thursday night at 8:00, we'll start the first Salt Company of the year out here at the building at Cornerstone. So every Thursday at 8:00, if anybody wants to invite people, they just need to show up, saltcompany.com to get information on that. But give me a few things that as you're praying for and you're looking forward to this like year, what are you praying for? And then maybe also Jack or Kendra, if you have just a story that sticks out to you thus far of the year, you don't have to get into all the details, but something you're like, this is just a reminder of why this is worth it and why we care so much about this. So what are you praying for? And give me a story or two.
Yeah, this weekend, I was just reminded of why we do Salt Company. Like every conversation I had, I felt like I was talking to a freshman guy who showed up because we were chasing down a Sasquatch or playing volleyball, you know, showed up for the event. And I got to be in a conversation with him asking about his background and his faith. And so often guys are like, I don't really know what I believe. I don't really have a background in the church. I don't really have faith in anything. And all weekend, I've just been like asking God, like, man, I am praying that more and more and more of those type of guys show up on Thursday night and showed up to our kickoff on Sunday, that I love having, you know, freshman Jacks who know Jesus come into Salt Company and be great lights their freshman year in the dorm floor. But what we want to see is like freshman guys who are far from God come to know him this year. You know, guys and girls who don't know Jesus, maybe have no background at all with the church, who walk in for the first time and get to hear the gospel presented to them for the first time. So I'm specifically praying for those students who, you know, are coming with excitement, wanting to try new things, be in community, that they find their way to Salt Company. They stumble into one of our events. They stumble in on Thursday night with maybe no expectation of what's going to happen, and are met with the gospel right in front of their face. And so, yeah, I've been praying for freshman guys that I've been meeting, and freshman girls that our staff team has been meeting, and student leaders have been meeting, that are far from God, but we have a chance to give them the hope that's in us this year and Thursday night and the rest of the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just praying that we inside, who already belong to Salt Company, inside of Salt Company on staff or leaders or even Salt Company members, that we would be so attentive to people who don't yet belong. And I think specifically there was like two girls that come to mind that I talked to at the freshman kickoff just this Sunday night, who found Salt Company on Instagram and came to the event knowing no one because of what they saw on social media. And it just, like, that is kind of a picture of how desperate people are to belong. And with we who have the gospel, when we can meet that kind of like social openness to come to an event, even if you aren't a Christian or haven't grown up in the church, if we can meet that, what an opportunity we have to actually be salt and light on a secular campus like Iowa State. And so, just join us in praying that, like, we as laborers would open up our eyes to see a harvest field here in our city, and that you also can join us in doing that. And so there's college students who come every Sunday and are eager. They're showing with their attendance that they're eager to be a part of a multi-generational church, and they want to sit in the middle of families and meet middle school kids. And, you know, so, like, we're so pumped that our college students get to be a part of a church like Cornerstone, and we want to help them flourish in all sorts of ways during their time here at Iowa State.
Yeah, I think that's a great reminder to end on it. If you're part of Cornerstone, or you're listening to this podcast, you're part of a church, and you're going to make, let's say you show up to church this next Sunday and sitting next to you is a college student, I want to remind you that's really just a kid who is far from home, probably, you know? And so just the simple act of extending kindness to, hey, who are you? Where are you from? What year are you in school? And engaging them, crossing that barrier. We've had all these weird new habits in COVID, like don't go close to people, don't talk to people, you know, all that. We got to push past that stuff, because the gospel that came to us can't stay with us. And so it's a privilege to be part of Cornerstone, and Kendra and Jack, to pray for you guys and to be part of praying that God would bless the outreach of Salt Company onto the campus. But it's also an incredible privilege to be part of a church family that doesn't just welcome people into a college ministry, but welcomes people into a church. And the way we do that is we meet people and we extend the hospitality and the welcome Jesus has given to us to them. And so wherever you're at this Sunday, hey, open your eyes up. Pray this week for God to give a harvest of the gospel in Salt Company, and get to know a student next to you. Maybe take them out to lunch, or you know, give them a gift card to go to Burgies, or just love on them a little bit, Cornerstone. So Kendra, Jack, love you guys. I'm so thankful for what you're doing. You're doing a great job. I know you're a little tired. Drink coffee and pray. And we'll be praying with you for God to do awesome stuff as Salt Company kicks off this year. Thanks for being part of the podcast, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.